Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in on this Memorial Day live in Los Angeles. This show's called The Herd. Thanks for joining us wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. A lot of choices out there for you today. Most of America, it was a very light drive into work today. Not a lot of cars on the road, trucks on the road. So thank you. This is a day which we honor the men and women who have fallen and the fight to give us the freedoms we have. And we honor them here on a Monday today. It is great to have you in. Now, Joy, did you stay in Los Angeles this weekend?
I did, yes.
It was gloomy, I heard.
Yeah, it was a little chilly in the morning. We're going into June gloom.
That's right. That's part of the L.A. beach culture, the June gloom.
Yes.
You would think June is a great weather month in Los Angeles near the beach, but it's actually, for whatever reasons, that's what weathermen can explain. It gets gloomy.
Yes, I am. I'm not a meteorologist.
That's right.
But yeah, LA has a late summer. So our summer here doesn't really start until like July.
Yeah.
It'll be nice, but in the morning until like one or two some days, it's just really overcast. But it was a great weekend though.
Well, I do it every Monday. We used to just do this for years and years during the football season, but we started doing it every Monday. People like it. I admit when I whiff, calling right, calling wrong, brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Going to dedicate the next 15 seconds to their new grilled portobello mushroom and Swiss sub. Give it a try. Fresh ingredients make a sub above. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. So Colin right, Colin wrong, and here we go.
Where Colin was right?
Well, I thought it would at least take until the season, but Tim Tebow is already being discussed as an occasional quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're calling it the Taysom Hill package. Can we stop with that? Taysom Hill is one of the top 15 athletes in the entire league. Tim's now mid-30s, probably runs a 4.85 40. Taysom Hill's a 4.4 guy. He's not Taysom Hill. He doesn't throw a ball as well as Taysom. He's not the athlete. He's not as young. He's not in his physical prime. But this is what I've said about the Tebow phenomena. Urban Meyer's going to muscle him in. has a chance to make this team, and the minute Trevor Lawrence struggles, they're going to put 33, 34-year-old slow Tim Tebow, whose athleticism has always been overvalued, in at quarterback, and it's just going to become a PR mess. I just thought it would take until October to deal with this.
Where Colin was wrong.
I'm a big fan of Jimmy Butler, but boy, was he atrocious against Milwaukee. He shot 29%. His 14 a game, he was outscored by Greg Forbes of Milwaukee. Now, Butler is a player that he wears his emotions right out on his shoulders for everybody to see. And you can see his body language. He is not happy with some of these young Miami players like Tyler Hero, who last year was that, a hero for Miami in the bubble, has been really poor. So I just didn't think I'd ever see this Jimmy Butler again, but he was bad.
Where Colin was right.
We told you the biggest advantage the Knicks had, all regular season they play hard. And in the NBA, not everybody plays that hard. But we told you they're going to have a real low ceiling in the playoffs because everybody plays hard. And boy, you have seen it against Atlanta. Now, I did not think Julius Randle would shoot this poorly. But this, we warned you, this is Tom Thibodeau's history. He gets players to buy in and play incredibly hard on a nightly basis. He'll ask you to play more minutes, practice harder, and play harder. And that will, no question, pay off in the regular season. But his teams tend to get burned out. They tend to be a little overvalued in the postseason because everybody plays hard. And we also said the Knicks are a little bit of a flea market. They have everybody's secondhand stuff. If you're counting on Derrick Rose to be your go-to guy at this point in his career, you're probably not good enough to win a playoff series.
Where Colin was right.
Tom Curran's a great reporter for the Patriots. I've been reading him for years. His first impression of first-round quarterback Mac Jones wearing number 50, the quarterback for New England, small, not physically filled out, and not that lively of an arm. I never got the Mac Jones is special argument. He's a typical Alabama quarterback. He sits in a pocket well protected, rarely gets hit, throws to wide open receivers. At Alabama, almost always plays with a lead. I don't see the special. I believe in 2021, you got to give me a gift. With Cam, it's his size. With Mahomes, it's his arm. With Russell Wilson, his elusiveness. I don't see the Mac Jones thing. I think he is just sort of a Kirk Cousins, and that to me doesn't feel like a first-round quarterback.
Where Colin was wrong.
I had the Clippers done and gone Friday. I just didn't sense this roster wanted to defend at an elite level. And wow, they went to Dallas. Kawhi Leonard played as good a playoff basketball as he's probably played since that series for Toronto against the Sixers a couple years ago when he got that shot to drop in. And I got to give him credit. They were down 2-0 in this series, the Clippers. They were down, was it 15-2, 30-11. Rick Carlisle pulled Luka out of the game briefly, and from that point forward, the Clippers, who have a regrettable history, have been the better team overwhelmingly since then, and I was wrong.
Where Colin was right.
I've said on Anthony Davis, I've heard this for years, he's semi-committed to working on his body, and his body is semi-committed to him. He's hurt again. And I said last week, he's not the Lakers' MVP. He's the MIP. He is their most impactful player, and here's an example. When he was aggressive in Game 2, in Phoenix, they controlled the game. Best third quarter by any playoff team I've seen this year. When he doesn't play, they not only lose, they struggle to compete with the Phoenix Suns. So LeBron's hands are now, his history, his future is kind of tied to Anthony Davis's health. He has never been a grinder in the weight room, so he gets hurt a lot. What you give to your body will give back to you. And that's why, you know, the Kobe's and the LeBrons and the D-Wades, they didn't get hurt for years. It was at the end of their career. AD's only 28, and he looks like he's falling apart.
Where Colin was right.
Chris Paul would have been my MVP. He's remarkable. Yesterday, he looks healthy again. I think I root for Chris Paul because there's something I love about Chris Paul's game. He doesn't dunk. He doesn't shoot a lot of threes. He does all the little things that I think too often in basketball are overlooked. His toughness mentally, his toughness physically, his willingness to call out teammates who are often more gifted than him. But as he has been at least 80% healthy, Phoenix is a better team. And he is clearly, the minute he got hurt, Devin Booker went 14 minutes at the end of one of these games without a field goal. And Devin Booker's gifted. So I think you're seeing the value of what I've been preaching on Chris Paul for years.
Where Colin was wrong.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers front office doubled down on their animosity. I just didn't think Aaron had the stomach for this. He likes to be liked. And he's just doubling down. He's not showing up to OTAs. Top five receivers aren't showing up. It appears orchestrated. He took another shot. There's more leaks. I'm not coming. That's not his history. He likes to be liked. And Green Bay, Mark Murphy, the president, he's doubled down. He leaked a story last week. I'm not firing the GM, and we're not trading Aaron Rodgers. So this is a person, Aaron Rodgers, in an organization that generally like to curry favor with their public image and neither cares. And they're both doubling down. I'm here for it. But I've got to be honest, I thought they'd wrap this puppy up pretty quick. I thought at one point Aaron would go, I don't like getting whacked. Remember about 3 weeks ago when a bunch of Aaron's friends kept saying, it's fixable. This is fixable, and my takeaway was, that's Aaron sending a message. Let's get this thing solved. I don't want all this bad PR and Packer fans hating me, but he's doubled down on it.
Where Colin was right?
Well, soccer snobs hate it when people like you and me can spot talent early. Christian Pulisic, the best American soccer player I've ever seen, became the first American man to play in the Champions League final. Between his foot skill, his speed, his anticipation, his vision. He is the greatest American soccer player. And when you can get to the final of the Champions League, that's the world's best soccer. And I know soccer fans, they do not like it when us commoners can say, after watching him play for a half, that's the best American soccer talent I've ever seen. He is. Now, if we could just get two more Christian Pulisics, we can win the World Cup. We just need two more Christian Pulisics. He is an absolutely once in a generation talent. I mean, he may be a once in a lifetime American soccer talent. Good for him. Good stuff today. Ryan McDonough is a former Phoenix Suns general manager and a part of putting this team together. Phoenix is going to be a complete handful for the Lakers. They've got DeAndre Ayton. They've got a big. They've got a veteran leader. They've got a star scorer. I think the Lakers are in big trouble because AD has got a groin strain. Briefly in my life, I had something similar, and they do not go away quickly. I think the Lakers are in big, big trouble. We'll talk about that next here on Memorial Day. Thanks so much for joining us. It's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests we're gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. It is good to have you on today, Memorial Day. Lots of choices for you, and it's a pleasure. Of course, today is Memorial Day. The men and women who have fallen to give us our freedoms, we appreciate that at Fox Sports and FS1. We hope you had a great weekend, and it continues. Traffic's bad, and airports are full, so there's a lot of people out there. Please be safe. We've been watching these NBA playoffs. It is kind of remarkable in sports how often being healthy decides the championship. The Kansas City Chiefs lost both their offensive tackles last year. Well, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not a defense. You want to be using backup offensive tackles. So the story of the Super Bowl was not Tom Brady. It was Tampa's defense and Patrick Mahomes hurried 38 times in the game. And in this Suns-Lakers series, the healthiest team is going to win. Ryan McDonough is a former Suns general manager. He drafted Devin Booker. He drafted DeAndre Ayton. Mikal Bridges, of course, had some big three-point buckets yesterday, and he is now joining us live. So, Ryan, it's interesting. When I watch this Phoenix team, obviously you drafted very talented kids. But the NBA is really funny. You get to the postseason, and it's intense. And sometimes young guys, they get undressed a little. They get unveiled. There's something about what Chris Paul brings to this team. It's not flashy, Ryan. It's hard to decipher. When you watch this team that you largely assembled, what do you see that Chris Paul brings? Because he had a bad shoulder, a nerve problem. Even when he was on the floor and couldn't score, Ryan, he was so significant and impactful. In your years in the NBA, you're formerly of the Celtics and then the Suns. What is it that Chris Paul does that sometimes we just can't see?
Yeah, Colin, Joy, great to be on with you. Happy Memorial Day. I think Chris Paul's experience, Colin, his command, his floor vision, but more than anything, with a young team, settling Phoenix down, they don't get sped up. I think you've seen that in the development of the young players, what DeAndre Ayton has done in his first career playoff series, what Devin Booker is doing in his first career playoff series, and as well as Mikal Bridges, has been really impressive. And Monty Williams here in Phoenix yesterday, Colin, said that Chris Paul was not going to play, that Monty was going to hold Chris Paul out of game for yesterday. Paul insisted he played. He played very well. And I think we saw on Sunday afternoon in the Staples Center, the momentum really shifted in this series with AD going out and Chris Paul leading the Suns to victory.
Yeah, and Jay Crowder, by the way, who can be hot and cold, but he's a physical presence. He's another veteran that really works for them. You know, when you look at the Lakers, and we were saying this earlier, that LeBron is one of those Russell Wilson, Brady, totally committed to his body, totally committed, but sometimes luck plays a factor and fate plays a factor. And I'm not a believer in both much, but I look at now, he is tied for the next 5 years, Ryan, to Anthony Davis. And Anthony is 28. And you know the history of this league. When bigs get hurt early, they don't get healthier. If I said to you, project the next couple of years for the Lakers, do you think it's more of this where LeBron is having to carry disparate parts because AD's hurt?
I think so, Colin. It's concerning if you're a Lakers fan. We'll talk about the Dallas Mavericks, I imagine, here in a minute, but I feel the same way about Dallas watching Porzingis play for the Mavs. But with Anthony Davis, you're right. He's still in his 20s, but he's had a number of different injuries to upper body parts, to lower body parts. He's had multiple injuries in this series, including the one we're seeing right here with the groin last night. And Colin, my 15-plus years in front offices, a decade-plus with the Boston Celtics, and then 5-plus as the GM of the Phoenix Suns, a groin is one of the trickiest injuries, the groin injuries, the hamstring injuries. Those tend to take a while. The best treatment for that is to do nothing and to rest. Obviously, that is not an option for Anthony Davis and the Lakers with Game 5 here in Phoenix tomorrow night.
So let's talk Mavs-Clippers. You know, Ryan, it's interesting. Obviously, Kawhi is one of the best get-a-bucket-get-a-stop guys in the league. He's terrific. But he's different. He is not verbal. For a long time in his career, his assist ratio was terribly low. He didn't elevate others. I tend to see him as a guy, your culture is set, you can bring him in and he is just get a bucket, get a stop. I don't know if I love building around him. He's not terribly communicative. He's almost the opposite of Chris Paul or LeBron. When I kind of had the Clippers buried, what do you make of this Dallas Clippers series going forward?
I think the momentum has completely shifted in favor of the LA Clippers. There haven't been many series in NBA history when the home team has lost two games and then come back to win the series. But it looks like it's heading that way, Colin, in my opinion, with the Clippers now tying the series at 2-2, headed back to Staples Center for Game 5. As I look at the Mavericks, I have concerns about their shot creation, especially with Luka limited with the neck injury. I don't know who creates shots at a high level for Dallas. Porzingis is better as a complementary piece who can make shots, but a lot of that is predicated off the penetration and shot creation ability from Luka Doncic. So if Doncic is limited at all, I think the Mavericks will have a hard time scoring. And Kawhi Leonard has been as good and as consistent as any player in the playoffs so far.
Nobody in your spot who has been around this game for 15 years would ever doubt Pat Riley, but we know that even Bill Belichick has struggled in a lot of drafts. It's an inexact science. How surprised are you at the deterioration rapidly of the Miami Heat in this playoff series with Milwaukee? What do we point to?
Well, it was only about 9 or 10 months ago, Colin, that we were watching them roll through the Orlando bubble. They look great going to the finals. And in fact, it was a very competitive series in the finals, despite the injuries to Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo. So this year, Miami just didn't have the same magic. Their shooters didn't shoot the ball as well. Looking at Duncan Robinson and then Tyler Herro in particular, it'll be interesting to see what happens. There are a lot of questions in Miami this offseason, Colin. They have a lot of free agents. Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nunn, Goran Dragic, Andre Iguodala, and others are free agents. So Victor Oladipo did not play a game for them in the playoffs. He was injured. Looks like he'll be out into next season as well. So I think there are a lot of questions, but Pat Riley's always big game hunting. They are going to have cap space, Colin, if they want it. They could have $20+ million to get free agents this summer. And my guess is that's what they do. I think last year, coming off the success in the bubble, they were content to run it back with a similar team. I think next year's Miami Heat team is going to look very different, especially after they just flamed out to the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round.
Yeah, you know, I pick Milwaukee to win it all, mostly because I think they added very non-glamorous, albeit essential pieces. Jrue Holiday, Forbes played well. P.J. Tucker. So I tend to think in the NBA it takes steps, and Milwaukee's done steps. And the minute we dismiss them, I'm like, oh, no. They went and got three real players. But what would concern you about Milwaukee? Because right now, this morning, Ryan, they look great. It's a sweep. But when you look at the way they're constructed, offensively, we know defensively they're strong. Are there any concerns for you with the Bucks going forward?
Yeah, Colin, my biggest concern is I think to win at a high level in the playoffs, your best player, which in the case of the Milwaukee Bucks is obviously Giannis Antetokounmpo, has to be able to make shots at a high level over the top of the defense and has to be able to make free throws. I have concerns about Giannis in those areas, especially late in close games. So I have Brooklyn coming out of the East. In fact, I have the Brooklyn Nets winning the NBA championship. I think they're loaded with high-end talent. They also have great depth, and that's what Milwaukee is going to be up against here in the next round with Brooklyn winning last night in Boston. And they're up 3-1. I think the Nets will advance, and then the matchup for the Bucks will get a lot tougher starting in the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Do you worry at all in regards to Brooklyn, Ryan? Listen, Andre Drummond gave them fits. Do you worry about, when you're so offensively gifted like Brooklyn, things come easy. The Milwaukee series could get ugly. Milwaukee plays a inartistic style of basketball. Do you worry about Brooklyn's inability to defend the rim and that they're going to get into really an ugly tug of war? And that's what Milwaukee wants. They want to ugly this thing up. They just want to be physical. Do you worry they're a little too finesse driven in Brooklyn?
Well, I think that is a concern, and we'll see when they get Jeff Green back. He's been a key role player for them. But again, I like the Nets, not only their high-end talent led by Kyrie, Harden, and Durant, but also their depth. I think they have really good depth as well, especially with some of the additions in the buyout market like a Blake Griffin. So I have Brooklyn winning the series and winning the Eastern Conference. I think Milwaukee's a little bit different, Colin. I don't see them posting Brooke Lopez, for example. That would be the advantage if you're playing to Brooklyn's weakness. That's at the center spot. Then if you post up Brooke Lopez, you take the ball out of the hands of Giannis and Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton. I don't see Mike Budenholzer adjusting that significantly and going away from his three best players, which is why I think it's going to be a heck of a series in round two. But I favor Brooklyn to win that series and advance to the Eastern Conference final.
You know, I want to give you a macro question that I've never seen more talent in basketball. Michael Jordan faced mostly domestic players. Now it's a global game, the world's best players. I mean, we see it from Luka. Luka's going to end up a top five scorer if he stays healthy. He's an insane talent as a kid. So I've never seen more talent. But kids now they're not in a high school culture for 4 years. They're not in a college culture for 4 years. It is spot the talent, get them to the pros. Often it's G League, which isn't even a good practice league because all those bad bus rides, and you're not going to do a four-hour practice after those bus rides. And so when I watch the Suns with all these talent, all these guys you drafted, they're just talented. And I never doubt talent, but I don't know if I've ever seen an NBA that lacks leadership. And do you worry about the sport as a whole and basketball as a whole, that we are rushing kids at 19 into professional basketball? The gifts they have are inarguable. But Chris Paul taking this group is kind of where I look at the NBA and think, man, we need about 20 more Chris Pauls, who, by the way, went to college for years. Do you worry about the state of basketball where it's too dependent on talent and we're not preparing kids emotionally for how hard pro basketball is?
Well, I think some of that leadership is innate, Colin. I also think some of it is developed as well, though, with Chris Paul going to Wake Forest for a couple of years, as you mentioned. Damian Lillard, I think, is as good a leader as any player in the NBA. He went to Weber State for a few years as well. So I think there is some benefit to that. But also, I think young players, especially high-character young players like Devin Booker, like Trae Young, like Luka Doncic, can develop into leaders. I think a lot of that comes with time. Let me put it a different way, Colin. I think LeBron James is a better player and a better leader now than he was when he came into the NBA. He's one of the most talented players we've ever seen. But I think his leadership is really grown over the years, especially when he arrived in Miami in 2010 to what he's become now going back to Cleveland and then in LA with the Lakers. So I think some of these talented young players are able to develop that if they are high character, if they establish a winning culture, and if they're put in the right environment.
Ryan, great seeing you on a Memorial Day. Best of luck to you and your family going forward. And thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Colin.
You bet. Former Suns GM, he drafted Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, so he hit on three, and then it all gets cinched up when Chris Paul arrives. And this morning, if Chris Paul's healthy, I like Phoenix in the series. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Hawks are only one win away from advancing to the second round as they lead the Knicks.
Yeah.
3-1. Trae Young led the way with 27 points and 9 assists, but it was a total team effort. Atlanta had 6 different players score in double figures in the 113-96 win. They were also able to frustrate Julius Randle throughout the game. He did have 23 points, but he was held to 7 of 19 from the field and was getting some overrated chants from the crowd, which is allowed. You are allowed to chant.
I don't have a problem with that at all. I like fans to be obnoxious. Just not throw stuff.
Exactly. Well, the Knicks will try to keep their season alive as Game 5 moves back to New York on Wednesday. RJ Barrett had 21 points. Derrick Rose at 18. But, you know, a lot of people liked Atlanta in this series. I felt like it was more evenly matched. I think we're all, like, obviously excited to see the Knicks in the playoffs. I don't know how far they were going to go past the second round anyway, but I hope that this still ends up being a really long series because it has been a really entertaining series, even if it is a little bit lopsided.
Let's give props to Trae Young.
Yeah.
As this is a little bit of a coming out, well, not a little bit. It's his coming out party. Like, he was a great high school player, and he was a great AU player, and he was a great college player. And then you know, you go to Atlanta, and we don't pay much attention to you for a couple of years because it's Atlanta, right? And that's what happens to a lot of these young players. And then it's the first time in the playoffs, Joey, we really see Ja Morant. We really watch Trae Young, where the world sees them, and it's like, oh yeah, they're really good. But, you know, we've said this, the better you are as a college player or a G League player, you get drafted higher, and that means you go to bad teams. And the NBA regular season, even in the Michael Jordan era, we watch basketball in the playoffs. We watch college basketball, March Madness. We don't watch a lot of regular season basketball in America. It's been like that since the Jordan era. Everybody just thinks that America sat and watched Michael Jordan every game. No, they didn't. They watched Michael in the playoffs. So, like, for Ja Morant and Trae Young, we're all kind of sitting down like March Madness going, oh, they really are as good. So it's been a nice coming out party for these young stars. And Hubie Brown was talking about this the other day, the human marvel.
Love Hubie.
It's like once they took away the hand check, you cannot stay in front of Trae Young and Ja Morant. You have no chance. Michael Jordan could put his hand on Iverson or his hand on Gary Payton. Michael Jordan would get worked up and down the floor. You can't stay in front of these guys.
It's very difficult to make things physical. Also, they're going to get the calls, especially if you're Trae Young. Like, you're going to get the calls. So you can kind of try and mess up their efficiency is the best that you can do. But, yeah, I mean, it's completely opened up for offensive players, which, like, people can complain about it, but it is more fun for the fans. Oh. I do think some of the scores get a little ridiculous, like 140 points.
Well, I was watching.
There's like no defense at all. He's like all-star scores.
Well, I was watching Utah and Memphis. I think it was Saturday night. Utah had like 8 guys hit threes. We just forget. We romanticize the old Pacer-Knicks series. Remember the Spike Lee series? There were like 3 guys in that series that could hit a jumper. I'm watching Utah play. I think Utah had 7 guys hit threes. Bigs can shoot. Guards can shoot. Power forwards can shoot. The quality, the NFL basically said, you can't hit quarterbacks or grab receivers. Well, the game's got more offense. The NBA said, no more grabbing in backcourt. I think the game has never been more athletic. But I do think a lot of these guys are young, and it just takes... People forget, Scottie Pippen popped in year... They won a... Michael won a title with Scottie in Scottie's 4th year.
Yeah, it takes time to develop. It takes time to adjust to the speed of the game, the physicality of the game, if nothing else. I know we're talking about how a lot of the physicality has been removed, but these are still grown men going up against, you know, 19, 20-year-old kids. Like, your body changes significantly from that point, even if you're not a professional athlete. Now, imagine that you're eating different and you're training different. Like, it takes some time to develop. So the Sixers are making quick work of the Wizards. Not terribly surprising, but they won another blowout, 132-103, and they take a 3-0 series lead. The team shot 58.6% from the field, including 51.5% from three-point range, and Embiid scored a playoff-high 36 points despite resting the entire fourth quarter. So pretty efficient from Embiid. They now have a chance to sweep the Wizards tonight in Game 4. It is at 7 Eastern.
Well, I don't think Bradley Beal or Westbrook are 100%. It kind of feels they're a little hobbled. Westbrook's not quite there.
No, I mean, this team has limitations, and we knew that this was going to go to the Sixers. I mean, I don't root for sweeps. Like, I would rather see a game six or a game seven. I would like more basketball and for it to be more urgent. So sweeps are lopsided series are not good really for anybody. And even if it is an entertaining series like the Hawks and Knicks, you still want it to be a little bit closer. But this is what the first round is. Like, we've had a very entertaining first round. We normally can just spot what the series are going to be, and there's a little more parity this year. But yeah, neither one of them are healthy, and even if they were both healthy, this is a very good Sixers team. Like, not be surprising if they make it to the finals.
Boy, I'll tell you what, what an interesting final if you got Clippers against Doc Rivers and the Sixers. That would be a fun series. Doc Rivers was kind of blamed for all the problems, and he has solved, to this point, the chemistry issue. You know, we're not really paying attention to this series. A, it's lopsided. And B, you know, the lopsided series of note is Brooklyn, that's got three stars, and the Celtics, which have a rich tradition. But keep your eye on Philadelphia, a team that also matches up very well with Brooklyn.
So Donovan Mitchell's return has been the difference for the Jazz in this series against the Grizzlies. He had 29 points with 10 coming in the fourth quarter to get the 121-111 win on Saturday. They have a 2-1 series lead. Mike Conley also had a huge game for them against his former team, matching his regular season and playoff career highs with 7 3-pointers, finishing with 27 points. And the series continues tonight with Game 4 in Memphis. This has been another fun series. Could be interesting. I think this one could go long. It really is going to, you know, kind of be determined tonight. But Ja Morant, 28 points again, 3 rebounds, 7 assists. And Dylan Brooks added 27 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. It's just been really fun to watch. I mean, look, the Jazz should win this series.
Well, they play a lot of players, and they can all shoot. Outside of Gobert, like, I'm watching them the other night, and it's just so easy. They have so many guys. And plus, since Quinn Snyder got there, they play defense. They really commit on the defense. Donovan Mitchell, people forget because he's so offensively gifted. Yeah. Donovan Mitchell, I talked to him one time about this. I was in Salt Lake for an event, and he's like, I got to Louisville. He goes, Rip Pitino recruited me for my defense. He goes,
he's a very well-rounded player.
Yeah, very. So it's like they commit on the defensive end. They do the two things you have to do to win in the playoffs. They play defense, and they hit threes. So we're not talking Utah. But they are the better team in this series.
They are the better team in the series, but it has been so fun to watch Ja Morant and the Grizzlies and what they've been able to do against them.
Great stuff. Joy Taylor with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
LeBron is not going to win a championship without AD. We'll talk about that. We have a short memory in sports, and Patrick Mahomes, I love him, but the Chiefs are not going 20-0. There is no chance of it. We'll talk about that coming up on Memorial Day. Thanks so much for joining us here on FS1.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season.
This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Saturday on Fox, it's one of the greatest rivalries in sports as the Red Sox take on the Yankees or the Dodgers battle the Braves or Cubs-Giants. Saturday, 7 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app. Check local listings for the game in your area.
Yankees are hard to get your arms around. They just got swept by the Tigers, so when they're hot, they look great, and when they're not, they're a bit of a mess. And, you know, we thought the Yankees and the Dodgers would be great this year, and they've both been all over the map. Some of it's health, some of it, you know, for the Dodgers, lack of bullpen. So Patrick Mahomes was talking to a reporter this weekend, and he said, he goes, I would, you know, the one thing I look at, he goes, I would love to go 20-0. So we've added another game this year, 17 regular season games. So just to put it in perspective, it's not going to happen. We'll never have an undefeated team in the NFL. It's not going to happen. Now with 17 games, it'll really never happen. When I grew up as a kid, there were just 14 regular season games. That was when Miami did it. And then there were 16 regular season games. And now there's 17 regular season games and another round of playoffs. It's not going to happen. Why? First of all, let's think of this. Patrick Mahomes has twice thrown for 6 touchdown passes in a game. Now you would think, oh, those are 2 wins. No, he's 500 in those games. He's 1-1. Patrick Mahomes 5 times has thrown for over 400 yards. And you would think, whoa, it's 5-0. No, not really. He's close to 500. He's 3-2. Those are the games in which Patrick Mahomes is the world's best football player. Combined, they're 4-3 in those. Alabama, Nick Saban, 14 years at Alabama. They've been undefeated twice, 2009, 2020. That's it. That's playing Citadel 3 times a year, playing the middle and bottom of the SEC, and some years not even having certain SEC powers on the schedule. So great regular seasons also are not necessarily transitioning into titles. The best regular season in baseball history is the 2001 Mariners. Won 116 games, did not make the World Series. The 73-9 Warriors did not win a title. The two best hockey teams ever, the Tampa Bay Lightning in 2019 and the 96 Detroit Red Wings, did not win the Stanley Cup. And as you know, with the 18-0 Patriots, they lost in the Super Bowl. Gonzaga this year won the first 31 games and lost to Baylor. Puts a lot of pressure on you when you come in as not only a favorite, but an undefeated favorite. You become a huge target every week. Here's the other thing to consider in the NFL. And I believe this is true for all of us in America. No matter the industry, it could be tech, it could be finance, it could be education, it could be landscaping. When employees feel like they're being pushed a little more than what's fair, something happens. It's the, I just don't feel well today. I'm going to call in sick. NFL players are willing to play 17 games, but many are not happy with it, especially veteran players don't love it. Translation, not only will some teams rest their veteran stars this year, I've talked to two different general managers, they've both told me the same thing. Another game is another 3.5 hours of regulated violence. We are going to really watch our practice schedule and giving our veterans a little more time off. So everybody's already talking about this. But you'll also see veterans maybe take themselves occasionally out of games. A little mental health weekend, don't feel right. I'm not blaming him. But I'm saying in any business I've been in, when you feel bosses are pushing you a little past fair and you don't have a lot of leverage, and the NFL, the players have never had the most leverage. That's basketball. That's not football. I think you're going to see more veterans, you know, take a Sunday off. I think you're going to see teams. I mean, ask yourself with Andy Reid, does he care about 20-0? I mean, what happened last year to Kansas City? They got hurt. What he doesn't want is hurt. What Andy Reid wants is healthy later in a season. Translation, rest stars if you have to. You just want to be healthy for the playoffs. So let me shift to this. So, you know, people are asking now this morning, because Anthony Davis is obviously not healthy, can LeBron just carry the Lakers to a title? This is something where maybe SportsCenter changed this, where we only watch the highlights. We forget all the hard work, right? But there are certain things that we act like they never existed in sports. And I'll give you an example. Michael Jordan's as good as any basketball player we've ever seen. But it's as if people forget that he did lose a playoff series once. You know, that Orlando series. He lost a playoff series, not just in the 80s, but in the 90s. We forget that Michael Jordan, until Scottie Pippen arrived, not only never won a playoff series, he won a game. So Scottie Pippen arrives, and you think to yourself, all right, Michael won. No, he didn't the first year. Oh, no, he didn't the second year. Oh, the third year. No, Michael didn't win a title there either. It took getting Pippen and watching Pippen mature. And then Michael and Scottie year four titles. It took Michael Jordan to get the right coach, Paxson Kerr the right shooters. Scottie Pippen not only is there, he adds muscle, he adds understanding of the playoffs and the officiating. So we just forget that Michael not only needed all these parts, the best European, Tony Kukoc at the time, but he needed a mature Scottie Pippen and a healthy Scottie Pippen to win. We forget this. We just think Larry Bird's great. We forget. Does everybody realize that Larry Bird played with Kevin McHale, a 7-time All-Star? Okay. Robert Parrish, a 9-time All-Star. Now think about that. So the Celtics had 3 Hall of Fame bigs. I'm not talking wings. I'm not talking 2 guards, point guards. They had Bird and McHale at forward, and Robert Parrish at center. Oh, by the way, Dennis Johnson played guard, 5-time All-Star. So Larry Bird had 3 teammates with 21 All-Star games. It wasn't just Larry Bird. Oh, by the way, there's Magic Johnson. He had Kareem, all-time leading scorer, 19 All-Star games, James Worthy, 7, and at the time, Michael Cooper was probably, certainly an argument to be made, the best defensive guard in the NBA. So when people say, well, can LeBron do it without AD? Of course not. He's not only not going to win the title, he's not going to win this series. And that is not in any way a criticism of LeBron James. We forget how great the talent was surrounding Larry Bird. You forget how great the talent was surrounding Magic Johnson. Michael Jordan couldn't get through Boston and Detroit for years. Finally, they got Phil Jackson and a mature Scottie Pippen. And here comes a Dennis Rodman. And here comes the best European. And finally, they broke through. So when I look at Anthony Davis going down with a groin strain, he's not going to play another 15, 20 playoff games consecutively. There's no way. It's over. It's not going to work. But I think we romanticize how great players were. Those Celtics teams were stacked with all-star after all-star. They had three legendary bigs, just bigs. So, good luck. We'll see what happens. Shyam Charania will be joining us in studio. We don't get that very often today. We appreciate that in the last hour. And thank you for joining us on this Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day today, Monday. It's going to be busy everywhere you go. So please take your time. Be patient. Traffic is going to be something. Now, I should say for Joy. Joy grew up in Pittsburgh, then moved to Miami. It's been a tough weekend for her because the Miami Heat not only lost, but they were swept.
Yeah.
And it does feel, we talked last week about the Clippers, if they got swept, kabloom. I watched Miami today, and I feel like kabloom is coming.
There's going to be some kablooming, yes. Pat Riley does not like to have exits like this.
Well,
but, I mean, look, they were supposed to lose this series.
Yes.
Right? Like, it would have been
competitively
dramatic if they had won this series.
Right, right.
But it should have been more competitive than that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we forget, we talked about this last week, some movies don't have a sequel.
Right.
Like the Tennessee Titans, they upset Baltimore, and then last year we're like, oh, wait till you, and it's like,
yeah, it doesn't take anything away from what you've done. What you've done is in the books, and congratulations. But when you take the L, you have to recognize that, and that's what happened.
There was no encore with Miami.
Right.
They had a special year in the bubble, odd year, but they have to rebuild. They're just not talented enough. Hour three on a Monday, next.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.